Landlords are allowed to do that. I want to return to that in a moment. Let's look at the stock market first. Elio D'Amato is with you at Stockopedia. Elio, what's happening today?
Look, I can't stop giggling, to be frank, at the minute, Raf, because the All Ordinaries is up another 1.1% this morning. Last night, the US-based S&P 500 jumped 1% itself to post a record high close, ending the session above 5,300 for the very first time. So any boss who sacks a staff member today is a bum. Anyway, we're still a little away for about 30 points, a little over 30 points from our all-time high this morning, so we can't crack out the champagne just yet. That US inflation number came in at 0.3% for the quarter, and it was lower than expected. So it was hard to find anything that went down, actually. I had to go to the meme stocks like AMC and GameStop for some negative news. Also, gold fell, as did the US dollar, which weakened. This meant the Aussie dollar rose and is now a peak below 67 US cents. There are no sectors in the red this morning, Raf. Our best is of the healthy bunch is IT, as always, generally when the risk is on. In other corporate news, and there was quite a bit, we heard from Aristocrat, who reminded us that the house always wins. Basically, they achieved 6% increase in revenue and they improved their margins, therefore profit increased by more. It's going to keep the focus on improving the business, and ASX punters like that. Stock up around 8.5% at the moment. Incitec Pivot told us how bad it was, recording a loss if you include a non-cash impairment relating to its fertilizer business, which we did receive an update on today. Actually, they're on the verge of selling that business to an Indonesian firm, assuming it passes all regulatory hurdles, of course, but food isn't critical. So I'm told there'll probably be no problems. Anyway, the stock's up 3% at the minute. Keeping with the theme of eating, price taker grain and oilseed storage business GrainCorp. They reported a big fall in profits on account of bad weather, stoking a decline in production in both Queensland and northern New South Wales, though investors thought it was better than first thought. So the stock's up 2.2%. And dairy giant Fonterra wants to sell its consumer business. So if you love cheese and have a few hundred million dollars lying around, it doesn't get bigger than this, frankly. The stock's up 3% at the moment. And that was all in our market open, Raf.
Thank you, Elio D'Amato there at Stockopedia.